Some community gardens in New York City were saved after years of struggle against Mayor Giuliani and his top-down development schemes. But not all these invaluable community green spaces are protected. On St. Nicholas Avenue between 117th and 118th in central Harlem, there's a garden where youth gather after school. The city is backing development of a high-rise market-rate apartment building on the lot in a neighborhood where most long-term residents could certainly not afford the rent in such a building. So the young people who have worked in the garden for the past 5 years are holding a block party to raise awareness about the possible fate of the Carrie McCracken Community Garden.
The teenagers are part of TRUCE, the Renaissance University for Community Education, a program of the rather massive nonprofit Harlem Children's Zone. Joining us in the studio to talk about the garden and the block party happening tomorrow are Jillian Greenberg and Alexandra Reitzes, TRUCE staff members. Thanks for coming in. We were hoping to be joined by some of the youth organizing the block party, but of course, they're all in school taking finals. Good luck.
Welcome, you guys. And Alex, do you want to start out just by talking about this garden and what the young people have been doing there the past few years?
Sure, thanks. The garden has been the garden started out in the late 70s, being taken from being an empty lot by Carrie McCracken, who it's now named after, and all of the larger trees are hers. She did a lot of work in that garden, growing vegetables, having it be a community space, and when she got too old to take care of it, it fell back into being a lot. The young people from TRUCE, when they moved into 147 St. Nicholas Avenue, got the idea that they wanted to rehabilitate the lot back into a garden, made a video called A Woman's Dream about that process and about kind of communicating with her about what her goals for it were, communicating with other members of the community, and now so the garden is a spot where youth theater can go on. We built a stage last summer. We have a couple of very large murals and some smaller ones that the community arts program has done, and we do a pretty substantial harvest program. We had like 200 pounds of collard greens last year.
Wow, that's awesome. So Jillian, these are young people who are already sort of down on messaging and putting media out there in the world, though this is one of their first press conferences that they're holding themselves tomorrow at the block party. Can you talk about what TRUCE has done with media?
TRUCE is actually a media literacy program, so we do a lot of work organizing young people in how to deal with the media and interpret its messages, and we also produce our own newspaper. So they get, are actively involved in journalism and theater and art and video, all, producing their own media in order to understand the media. So this is really our first time doing youth talking to the media and doing a press conference.
So what is this sort of struggle about? A lot of community gardens were saved, but not really that many in the long run when you look at them as a percentage of all the open lots that have been turned into community spaces and gardens. Why wasn't this one part of the group that were saved and put into eventually a community land trust, Alex?
Only the people in HPD really know that. So when the settlement that was long awaited by gardeners went through and became, I guess, law or legal in, I think it was August of last year, before that, a bulldozer could just come into any city-owned lot that was a green thumb garden. Now, what the settlement did was say that a community review process had to happen. Our garden was one of the many gardens, the great percentage of gardens that weren't protected and saved and also weren't slated for immediate development but were slated for eventual development. They were kind of in limbo. The reason why our garden was put there, no one knows why their garden is put there, and usually it's because somewhere way down the pike there's something that HPD has in store for that land.
Alex, what are the youth in the program doing to make sure that something happens to this land other than the destruction that has taken place in other gardens?
It's really tough. Ultimately, the city has the ultimate power because they legally own this land, as they do with most lots. What we've been doing, what the young people have done for 5 years, is just make it a space where I mean, just TRUCE participants and their families and friends, it's like 500 people use this garden. And then the food kind of through the Community Food Resource Center reaches a lot more people in the community. We have community events there like the block party, but also evening movie screenings during the summer. And so just making it useful to people so that we can build solidarity around it. What we're doing kind of in the immediate sense is they have made a petition that they're getting signed, which is being presented to Bill Perkins, who's the Community Board 10 city council person, so that he can, in the process, get our back, hopefully. We're also asking people, their idea was to have a community watch so that if people see anything like the prospectors who were wandering around the garden last week, that they call the number of TRUCE and let them know so that we can call Green Thumb and get them up there.
And what's that number?
That number is 212-663-0555.
And just to be clear, there was like some construction people standing there in the garden, like ominously, right?
Yeah, so a garden is, while the land is legally HPD's, the settlement says that gardeners are the caretakers. So when people randomly walk into a garden, especially when they do what they did, which is break the fence and go into the garden, that is breaking in. They said, we're construction people. We work for Artemis Construction, which is contracted by K and R Realty. That's K and R Realty. And they were responsible for, they said, we built this beautiful luxury condominium over here and this other one down the block, and we do a lot of the luxury development or the, you know, the market rate development in Harlem, and we have been told to turn this abandoned building that's right next to your garden into another high-rent development. And it's going to be great for the community, but of course we're probably going to have to use some of your garden to park our trucks, to dump garbage out of the window, and that's why we're here. So when we called HPD, they said, we don't know anything about that. So there's a lot of secret, shiesty stuff going on.
And I just want to add that there's been, we did a community survey with our young people, and there's been about 7 high-rise apartment buildings built very recently within a 4-block radius between 116th and 120th and 7th and 8th Avenue in Harlem.
That's a huge change to the area.
Yeah, it's very big.
Jillian, maybe you can speak to this. How are the participants in TRUCE feeling about being involved in something more activist-oriented than the other leadership activities they've experienced in the program?
I think it's been really great for them. They have a real sense of ownership with the garden because they've worked in it and cultivated it from an empty, overgrown lot into this beautiful garden that we use for community events, and it's a big part of TRUCE. It's right next door to our building. So I think, you know, it's been really beneficial for them to feel some ownership and responsibility for something and fight for what they believe in.
We just have a few more minutes, but let's talk about a little bit about the way that bringing young people into activism is different than some of the other work, continuing on what you were talking about, Jillian. Alex, can you talk about sort of what is different in your mind between being involved in youth development work as a staff member at TRUCE and actually giving young people the tools to put on a press release or fight for a community garden, since this is a show that looks at youth activism around the city and the development of that activism out in a lot of different ways?
What I can speak to is, I mean, one of the difficulties clearly is that, like, young people are not here, right? So we're speaking from prepared talking points that they've written out, a prepared press release that they've written out. And so just the logistics of being a young person and having to, in most cases, you know, they're all in school in our program, and not being able to come out to something like this freely. Another difficulty is being starting something new, and activism is not, in as far as creating a community event and speaking truth to power and gathering people to talk about something that everyone knows is there, that they know is there. But interestingly, because we are a part of a much bigger organization, that organization is sort of, you know, has corporate friends that fund our organization, and here are these corporate people trying to develop the land that young people really do own as part of their work. So doing that is kind of, for them, new territory, and for staff people trying to facilitate that doing political education around stuff is also bringing up things that are silenced and trying to create forums within kind of, it's been difficult. It's been trying to create forums for people to speak about what is not normally spoken about and then to bring that outside of truce.
Well, let's give people information about how they can find this event tomorrow in Central Harlem, how they can get more information.
So you can come out on Saturday anytime between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. to the block of St. Nicholas Avenue between 118th and 117th Street. The press conference will be at 12 noon, and in addition to the press, there will also be a community speak out. So anyone can come and come to the mic with any opinions on overdevelopment, displacement, and anything else that pertains to this issue. There will be performances later in the afternoon. There'll be food, there'll be lots of activities for kids and older folks, there'll be a DJ. It's going to be a great day, 73 and sunny.
Awesome.
You can take the A, B, C, D, 2 or 3 train to 116th or 125th Street.
And just to go into briefly the larger context of this community garden situation in Central Harlem, the development in Central Harlem, how would you sort of place this in the context of what Harlem is looking at in terms of gentrification and also underdevelopment because of external economic factors over the past 30 years? I mean, what does a community garden mean in that context?
One of the things that we're anticipating is for press to come up to the young people in the program and say, well, what do you mean? You know, why do young people care about gardens all of a sudden? Because that's not really out there. This garden represents kind of freeing the land. It represents something that they've worked for, that they own through their work and what they've done and what they hope to do. And so it's kind of, for them, representing the fact that a lot of community-owned businesses, family-owned businesses have been replaced. The rent has been raised and they've been forced to leave. A lot of families, the rent has been raised because the building is deciding to do this and they've been forced to move out. They noticed a lot of families and friends of theirs moving back down south or moving out of the city because of this. And this is all kind of part and parcel of the last kind of 30 years and then like reinvestment with the hope of not improving it for people who live there, but bringing new people in. And this is very, very clear to even small children that come to Truce and talk about this issue with their siblings in our group. So,
well, I want to thank you both so much for joining us. We've been speaking with Jillian Greenberg and Alex Reitzes there with Truce, which is a youth program under the Harlem Children's Zone tomorrow. Check it out between 117th and 118th on St. Nicholas Avenue, a press conference at noon at the Garden and a big street party, open mic at 3. What's the number one more time for information?
212-663-0555.
Well, thanks for coming on to Rise Up Radio, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.